USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the economy continues to struggle from the effects of the pandemic, the employment landscape is coming under more scrutiny. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's concerned by the current state of employment. She tells CBS's Face the Nation that after Friday's job report, the job market has a big hole to dig out of.
Just 6,000 private sector jobs created 49,000 overall, and that's after a month in which we actually saw a job loss. So, yeah, we have 10 million people unemployed, 4 million have dropped out of the labor market, and another 2 million are working part-time who really would like full-time work. So we're in a deep hole with respect to the job market and a long way to dig out.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
The CDC is expected to release new guidelines this week, giving school districts a blueprint for bringing students back into the classroom. President Biden said Sunday that it was time for schools to reopen safely, adding it would take fewer students in each classroom and new ventilation systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that schools have proven they can reopen safely with precautions in place.
Well, I think the prerequisite is putting in place mitigation steps in the schools. The school districts that have reopened successfully, and it was good data out of North Carolina where they did some systematic research looking at the experience in those schools which were open, showed that when they wear masks, when they distance, when they try to take precautions in the classroom, there's very little transmission within the classroom. The schools are not a vector of transmission, and especially children under the age of 14 are less likely to both get infected and transmit the infection. I think it certainly would be good to be able to prioritize teachers to get them vaccinated so they're not at risk from contracting the infection and spreading the infection, but I don't think it's necessarily a prerequisite.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney is holding her ground for voting to impeach the former president. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Cheney and called for her resignation. The third highest ranking member of House Republican leadership tells Fox News Sunday she is not going to resign.
Our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure.
She also said there are some false assumptions making the rounds.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true.
Cheney says there's a lot of work to do to regain trust in the party because
people have been lied to.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And South Africa has suspended a COVID vaccination program that would have vaccinated frontline health workers with the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. The program was set to begin in mid-February, but has been halted in light of a clinical trial that pointed to the vaccine not being effective at preventing sickness from the variant first seen in that country. The trial suggested the AstraZeneca shot was only minimally protective against mild to moderate symptoms of COVID caused by the South African variant, which accounts for more than 90% of cases in the country, according to South African health officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.